For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. It took the death of the supernatural Christ to conquer death, providing a holy bridge of righteousness for the natural man to reach heaven. The message of the gospel is simple. The death of Christ on the cross and his resurrection provides our opportunity for mankind to spend eternity in heaven. Many are confounded by this truth, creating confusion about eternity. Join us now as Pastor Holland concludes his message entitled, What We Need to Know About Salvation.
We see who he is. God in the human body paid a ransom price. He became man in order that he might die to provide salvation for us. And might I add today, Jesus Christ was the only one that could do that. There's never a man lived a perfect life as he did. His death was not easy, but Jesus came to do the will of him that sent me. For Jesus came to die for the lost sinner like you and I in order that we might go to heaven. I've heard preachers say it, and I fully agree with it, and I will say it too. I believe if I was the only one that was living, I believe Jesus would have died for me. Because the Bible said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus died for the lost. He sacrificed himself on the cross. He faced his death and resurrection to provide the only possible means anywhere that man could come to Christ. What was he doing? He was waiting for the day. Now that he's seated, what is he doing? He's waiting for the day when he's going to come back and take his bride home to be with him. Friend, I believe it today. If you don't understand salvation, you need to understand it. Because I believe the end time is near. I believe Jesus' coming is at hand. But until that time, we must understand what Jesus did for you and I. He was betrayed by Judas, and he was deserted by his disciples. He was beaten by the temple guards. He was rejected by the very people that he came to save. He was scourged, according to Matthew 27. The Bible said they dug furrows in his back, according to Psalm 129, verse 3. He was mocked by the soldiers and crowned with a crown of thorns, being placed upon his head, and not only placed upon his head, but crushed into a skull. And understand, friend, Jesus would not have done all that had it not been providing the salvation that you and I need in order that we could go to heaven. What man would go through all that? And yet he did it in order that he might provide salvation. And friend, it's not anything we do. It's all about what he's done. It's all about the death that he suffered. It's all about the persecution that he endured. It's all about the heartache that we see Jesus on the cross. His beard was plucked from his face, according to Isaiah 56. He was stripped naked as he hung on the cross. My, how humiliating that would have been. He was crucified. He was nailed to a cross. And he was hung up on that cross in order that he might die. He was marred beyond belief. Friend, at that moment, at any moment, Jesus could have cried, "Stop it! Angels, deliver me!" Because he was God. He could have come down off that cross, and he could have went back to heaven, and he could have forgot all about it. But friend, Jesus Christ hung on that cross to endure the pain and suffering for you and I in order that we might go to heaven. I believe we degrade the knowledge of salvation when we try to work our way to heaven. I believe we degrade the knowledge of salvation when we try to think that it's something that we do. Friend, I'm not capable, and you're not capable, and there's not a person in this building that is capable of getting to heaven. The only way we can get to heaven is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross for our sin. I'm thankful the Lord Jesus didn't come down from the cross, but he hung there and died in order that we might have salvation. That would be the equivalent of you thinking about the person in your life that's your worst enemy. And yet, They were dying of cancer. It's just illustration now. And you step up. And remember, this is your enemy. This is the one you dislike the most. But you said, I have what they need. And I'll give my life in order that they might live. Now, friend, you know as good as I do, there's nobody in here going to do that. Especially to somebody they don't like. But yet Christ did that for you and I, who were so wicked and ungodly. He said, but God commended His love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I'm thankful today that Christ died for me on that cross and gave me eternal life. And when He did, when Jesus died, His blood was shed, He was buried, He rose again, He ascended back to the Father. You know what God said? I'm satisfied. You have satisfied the need for salvation for all mankind. And then lastly today, in verse 14, we find that it seals the saint. And this is what I really want to zero in on. The Bible said, for by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. But how do we get away from this? How does people say anything different when He constantly says, for one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified? In other words, He provided it. What does the word forever mean? I tell you, I don't understand people that say, well, you know, I believe you can lose your salvation. If you sin, you lose your salvation. Well, if you do, then we don't have eternal life. And again, He mentions here what He did. He said, for one offering He hath perfected forever. We still sin, but we've been declared perfect by God. That's what it said, justified, declared righteous. When God looks at us, it's as if we never sinned, because Jesus' blood has covered our sin. Doesn't mean we'll never sin again. And I tell you, every day that I live, I have to ask God's forgiveness for my sin. I tell you today, salvation seals the saint, and we've been perfected forever. Not meaning we're going to live a perfect life, not meaning we're never going to sin again, but just meaning that we've been sealed forever until the day of our redemption. And then our change is permanent. Salvation has been completely finished. It'll never be undone, and it'll never have to be redone. If we could be lost again, listen, salvation would be by works instead of grace. Because what it would mean, it would depend on us to keep our salvation. Only God can give us the things that we need. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If we could lose our salvation, blood atonement would be untrue. Because that'd mean there'd be some other means to obtain salvation. If we could lose our salvation, justification would be a lie. He said He declared us righteous, but we'd still all be lost in our sin and doomed for hell. Christ's intercessory prayers are no good. His presence in heaven means nothing. It means that His Father doesn't listen to His voice. Now, that's only if we can lose our salvation, and we know that's a lie. Many Bible promises that God gives us about eternal life, they would all be a lie if we could lose our salvation. Friend, churches don't save anybody. Nobody goes to heaven apart from what Jesus Christ has done for us. If a Christian could ever be lost, he'd end up in hell. And I tell you, Jesus would have to die again, and we'd have to get re-saved over and over again. Friend, I'm going to tell you, I got saved one time. Now, doesn't mean people don't make professions of faith. I know people that have made professions of faith, and they didn't know, they wasn't sure. They heard a message, and they didn't know whether for sure they were saved, and they made sure, but they know that day they got saved. See, I have fallen far short of being the Christian that I've needed to be. If what I had done would have been dependent upon me getting to heaven, it wouldn't matter what I'd done, it still wouldn't have got me there. And friend, today the only way I'm going to heaven is because I serve a loving God that loved me, died on the cross for my sin, stayed there, shed every drop of blood, died on the cross. He was buried, and He rose again. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, And today He's making intercession for you and I. I read the illustration. There was 903 troops and four chaplains that boarded the SS Dorchester on a dreary winter day in 1943. Among the chaplains, there was four chaplains, was Lieutenant George Fox. World War II was in full swing, and the ship was headed across the icy North Atlantic where German U-boats lurked. At 12 o'clock a.m. on February the 3rd, a German torpedo ripped into the ship. The cry began to go throughout all the ship. "She's going down," the men cried, scrambling for their lifeboats and their life jackets. A young GI crept up behind Lieutenant Fox, and he said, "I cannot find my life jacket." And Lieutenant Fox says, "Here, take mine." Handing the soldier his life jacket, the boat began to sink. And before the ship sank, every one of those four chaplains had given somebody else their life jacket. The heroic chaplains then linked their arms together and lifted their voices in prayer as the Dorchester went down. Lieutenant Fox and his fellow pastors were posthumously awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for their act of sacrifice. Those men sacrificed themselves for four other men. That was a wonderful thing they did. I'm glad they were recognized for what they did. But friend, Jesus Christ offered Himself for the sins of the world. And He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So the question is today, are you in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know today if you died, you go to heaven? The Bible said that the only way to heaven is to realize that we're a sinner and understand that Jesus died for our sin, and that if we're willing to confess our sin and pray and ask Him to come into our heart and save us, He will forgive us and give us eternal life. To work with a lady years ago when I was going to Bible school. I was trying to witness to her one day. She was lost, didn't understand the truth, the Word of God. She was a nice lady, a good lady. And I did not know her mother, but she told me this. My mother's never lied or never done anything wrong. She said, "My mother would give somebody the clothes she wears if they needed it. She'd give them food. She'd have them." She said, "I'm going to tell you something. If anybody's going to heaven, my mother's going to heaven." And as kindly as I could, I said, "No. I don't know your mother, and she may know Jesus, but if she's never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior, she will not go to heaven." Friend, the only way to heaven is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary for my sin. Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the salvation that You provided through Your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, help us all to be sure that we're on the way, the rightful way. Lord, I pray now that You would bless this invitation. But Lord, if there's one here today that would doubt in their mind of heaven being their home, Lord, help them today that they would come. Let us take the Bible and show them from the Word of God what they need to do in order to be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
False teachers will tell us there are many ways that a person can reach heaven. The Bible is clear on the subject that the only way to experience eternal perfection is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Is your faith founded in a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior? Where will you spend eternity? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.